I'm talking with Melanie Cole from McAfee Software, and Melanie and McAfee have recently been working with the Queensland Police Department on some very interesting projects. Melanie, would you care to say hello, Melanie, to the Gadget Grill listeners? Welcome first, and tell us a little bit about what you've been doing there.
Oh, thanks, Gary. Hi, and welcome to all the listeners. Let me start off by giving you a bit of a general rundown about what the scam is. So we've named it the dating scam. Now, the dating scam is essentially a deceitful romantic intention towards a victim, and it involves gaining their trust and using their goodwill to basically commit a fraud either via a dating site or even via a social networking site. And what they're doing is they're targeting the lonely hearts of the world to get some kind of financial gain. Now, the fraudulent acts, they can range from many different things, including, stealing the victim's money, getting their credit card details, or even what we're seeing is getting the victim to create the financial fraud on the behalf of the scammer.
Okay, and what did you find out? What were some of the interesting things that came out of what you did?
Look, do you want me to go over, touch on one of the case studies that we saw?
I think that would be wonderful. Yes, please.
Yeah, so one of the very recent case studies we saw was a lady in Queensland. She was scammed out of a total of around $37,000 in payments over just a few weeks.
Ooh.
And, it's quite a hefty amount, and there was a lot of payments done to the scammer. The lady had basically met this scammer on an international dating service, an online dating service.
Right.
And really what the scammer's technique was in this case was to rapidly build a relationship with the lady. So he was reaching out to the lady, contacting her several times a day over the telephone, having telephone calls, via email, via chat, and really built up the relationship very quickly with this lady and started using, I love you, I really want to come and visit you.
And they've never met.
Yeah, they've never met. And this happened in a time period of about 3 weeks. And, of course, the day came when he said, I want to come and visit you, baby. I love you. I need some money to get there. Can you please help me out? And it started off like that, and eventually it just became more and more. There was the cost of living is very high. I need some more money. I've become sick. I need more money after that.
And so it's a variation on the Nigerian scam, just a different means and methodology, really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a slightly different tactic in that they're trying to build up the relationship over a period of time. I think people have become switched on to some of the Nigerian scams, one-off emails, but this guy was making personal interactions with the lady over the telephone to build that confidence and that relationship and trust.
The other thing, of course, with the Nigerian scams, they're playing, of course, on the victim's greed. And in a lot of cases, I don't have a lot of sympathy for the people who are the victims there, because it's their own fault, they're that greedy and they're sort of willing to fall for that. Here, they're playing on the person's loneliness and as well as their gullibility, and it's a slightly different situation, I think. You have to feel for these people who are the victims that are obviously quite lonely.
Yeah, and look, people are putting themselves out there on dating websites because they legitimately want to meet a partner. And there are a lot of legitimate people on these dating sites, and many people have met and happily married from these sites. So
divorced as well.
Definitely happily divorced as well. But in this case, you do feel very sorry for the victims because there is that element that they've gotten involved from a personal perspective.
Okay. Now, in terms of somebody wanting to protect themselves from this sort of thing, Melanie, what sort of recommendations came out from what they found out?
Look, there's about five tips, but let me keep it to the top three.
And okay.
I think a lot of them are very common sense. both for dating websites, and I think as well for social networking sites, because that is another area which you meet people on. The first one I'd say is just be careful about the amount of information that you're posting on your profile.
Always, yep.
Yeah, the more information you put up there, the easier it is for the scammer to put a story together around your personal preferences and appeal to what you like. So really be careful about the amount of information you post on the net. It's available, it's public, it's very, very public information. So that's my number one tip. The second one is you have to be very suspicious about someone reaching out and getting that high level of contact on a daily basis. If someone's reaching out to you 3 hours a day, really trying to get a hold of you and spend that much time, you have to start to become a little bit suspicious. And if someone's telling you that they love you within 2 or 3 days of you meeting them on the net, that's a warning call.
and not having actually physically met that person as well. I think that, you know, it comes back to that old adage that you've got to really not necessarily believe everything that you read just because it's on the internet. It's not necessarily true, and this falls well within that category, I think.
Yeah, absolutely correct, Gary.
Okay, and the third one?
And the third one, which to me seems like a little bit of an obvious one, but never send cash overseas. It is very difficult to track down the person committing the fraud, and sometimes they're never caught. So no matter how legitimate the request seems, if someone's asking you for money, just don't send it overseas.
Absolutely. Just say no.
Yeah, just say no. Very common sense tip.
Just say no, yeah. Okay, Melanie, thank you very much. Melanie Cole from McAfee Software. I appreciate the time that you spent here on the Gadget Grill with us.
Thanks, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. You take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.